I'm here in the studio with Maureen McCarthy, Executive Director of the Academy for the Environment at the University of Nevada, Reno. McCarthy is currently working on two projects related to climate change, one looking at how climate change might impact those in the tribal communities, and the other looking at how climate variability impacts everyone from farmers to water managers in the Reno Tahoe area. We started with that latter group first.
People in this area are concerned about not just having less water or potentially more water, but more importantly for our region, it's the fact that warming temperatures are changing the form of precipitation and the timing of the precipitation. It may be I have to deal with floods in January and February and drought in May and June. It is the fact that the water supplies are becoming less predictable. Our communities are very good at adjusting. We live in the desert. But what happens if these droughts become longer and more pronounced?
You mentioned earlier that 2015 actually had higher precipitation than 2012. I would assume that most people would be surprised to hear that statistic. How did the people that you were working with respond?
People were well aware of that. They saw the impact. They understood. We lose most of our water in this region, in the desert, in the summertime, to evapotranspiration. And you can ask the farmers. They know exactly what's happening. Small increases in temperature causes much more evapotranspiration on the fields. They have to either pump more water, use more water to get the same result.
Do you find that there is any stigma around just the words climate change?
I think less so a stigma around the word climate change than just unpacking what we're talking about as the impacts. So when do increasing temperatures impact what you're doing and how? So if you're the Truckee Meadows Water Authority, you care a lot that the temperatures are slightly higher because you have a lot of above ground storage. You're losing a lot of water to evapotranspiration. We did not encounter any resistance to talking about the issue, nor did we see any indication that people believed that there wasn't something happening.
Can you tell me a little bit about the research that you're doing focused on tribal communities?
So in Nevada, we're working with Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe, with the Washoe Tribe, and with the Duck Valley Tribe, but all the rest of the tribes as well. And what we're concentrating on is how do the tribal communities, how have they adapted over, you know, 1,000 years, several thousand years, not just the last 100 years, to changes in water supply, changes in climate, how that's impacted their traditional agricultural practices, how that has impacted, you know, what they call trade practices, so agriculture production, and what are the impacts that climate change now, looking forward, will have on them.
Can you share anything that you've found so far? I know it's pretty early days, but
so they recognize that change has happened. All the tribes that we were working with clearly felt more pressure right now on their water supplies. And that's, of course, about changing climate coupled with land use. That said, we have much to learn from the tribes about what adaptation means. Development of drought-resistant crops, seed stocks, drought-resistant seeds that they've been stockpiling. And then this concept that water supplies the earth and the health of the environment is all integrated.
That was Maureen McCarthy with the Academy for the Environment at UNR, and I'm Amy Westervelt for Reno Public Radio News.